As part of its ongoing Streets Ahead campaign, the charity Guide Dogs is pushing for the law across England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland to be changed to make it illegal for vehicles to park on pavements, except where specific exemptions have been granted by individual local authorities. A survey by Guide Dogs showed 97% of blind and partially sighted people encounter problems with street obstructions, and 90% of those had expressed trouble with a pavement-parked car. In fact, parked vehicles are constantly at or near the top of the list of pavement obstructions that make life a misery at best and a potentially lethal danger at worst for blind and partially sighted people. It has been known for vision-impaired people, whether long cane users or guide dog owners, to injure themselves on parked vehicles or, even worse, have to step out into the traffic to walk around a car or van that's blocking the pavement. With help from volunteers and those who live with sight loss, it's hoped that a change in the law can be achieved, even though, as Chris Theobald from Guide Dogs campaigns team admitted, across the UK, the situation is, as it stands, far from straightforward.
The law at the moment is quite complicated. In London, there's been a law since 1974 that there's a prohibition against parking on pavements where the local authority can make exemptions. In the rest of the country, it's much more complex. So although it's technically illegal to drive on pavements, the actual act of parking on pavements in many instances isn't illegal unless it's blocking designated crossing points or bus stops. So what Guide Dogs is looking for is a law similar to that in London, but extending it to the rest of England and Wales. In Scotland, they're also looking to introduce their own law. And again, the situation's different in Northern Ireland.
But you'd want it right across the UK, I take it, a sort of similar system to what they have in London.
Yes, we're working within the systems as they exist. So our team in Scotland is working for a law. There's a private members bill in the Scottish Parliament, and they're having discussions with ministers at the moment about any technicalities, about whether that's an issue which they can legislate on, or whether it has to be done at Westminster.
I guess people sighted, blind, partially sighted, would be queuing up behind you to say, yes, please, can you do something about it? I mean, how many people have had this problem of parking on pavements right in front of their own houses?
Yeah, it's a very widespread problem. We do have support of 78% of local councillors. We surveyed them last year in taking further action because they feel that the powers that they have as councillors are insufficient and the means that they have to deal with parking on pavements are too complicated and costly. We also hear from a lot of MPs about it's one of the major issues in their inboxes. And as you say, it's not just people with sight loss, it's people with pushchairs, mobility scooters, wheelchairs, anyone with some additional requirements when it comes to mobility.
Now, the argument I guess you're putting is the evidence that you have about the damage, literally the physical damage it does to blind and partially sighted people, because you've made that public, haven't you?
Yes, in terms of the difficulty parking on pavements cause, we hear from guide dog owners that we work with on a daily basis about the difficulties they have with parking on pavements. And it's not just where there are incidences, it's also the difficulty it causes for people in terms of they are afraid to go in certain areas. There was one guide dog owner, Simon, who was talking about when he went out last Christmas because there were so many difficulties with parking on pavements at that time of year, he actually felt like it just wasn't worth it and perhaps he was going to give up having a guide dog and be much more restricted in what he did. Obviously, here at Guide Dogs, we're all about getting people out and about on their own terms. So that's why we're promoting this campaign.
Now, you had an innovative idea in the recent Volunteers Week. You asked people to gather evidence for you, didn't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Volunteers are the core of Guide Dogs. We couldn't function without them. There's 14,000 volunteers who do a wide variety of activities. But if the recent Volunteers Week, we had the idea of micro-volunteering. So that's a simple activity anyone can do. And that was taking photos of pavement parking in their area and sending it to us so we can include them in a map to show the scale of the problem and use that when speaking to politicians to demonstrate the need for action against pavement parking.
Now, you say politicians, I presume you mean the government, national politicians across all four nations, done in different ways in the four nations, but still, are they the people you need to target?
Certainly, yes. In England and Wales, we're talking about Westminster Government. In Northern Ireland, it's the Northern Ireland Executive, and in Scotland, it's the Scottish Government. But also it helps to demonstrate to local councillors the problem in their area as well when we're speaking to them. They're largely aware of it, but having those photos really reinforces the issue, and I think it just helps demonstrate the nature of the problem, because when you speak to a lot of motorists, it's not something they really think about. They don't realise the problem it causes for people with sight loss. And so it's also about raising awareness, which is almost as important as having a law itself.
And is the trump card, if you like, that you have to play, and I'm sure you'd be the first to say it's very sad that you have this trump card, your own gathered experiences of what blind and partially sighted people have suffered because of cars parked on pavements? Is that a strong argument, do you think, to bring to any government, the fact that people are physically damaged by it, or at the very least severely inconvenienced by it?
I think as the leading provider of support for people with sight loss to get out and about on their own terms, in terms of providing guide dogs and one of the leading providers of mobility services, we do speak from a position of experience, and obviously our mobility instructors speak with people they work with on a daily basis, and so we consistently hear these examples. And when we go out and speak to MPs, we often bring with us local guide dog owners, and indeed many of our campaigners and people who work for guide dogs also experience these problems firsthand as people who are either blind or partially sighted.
Now, you've talked about the impact it has on guide dog owners and one particular case that you cited. Of course, Guide Dogs Now is a charity. You look after the wider mobility needs of blind and partially sighted people, either yourselves or you put them in touch with other people who can help. Long cane training, for example, that kind of thing. So do you want to mobilise that army of people that you are already in touch with and maybe reach other blind and partially sighted people to help the campaign? Is there anything people can do now?
As I mentioned, for the recent volunteering week, we had the pavement parking map. We're still taking photographs of that. Also, you can contact your local Member of Parliament and ask them to take action. You can do that through our website. We've got the support of 20 organisations, including the Royal National Institute for the Blind and the Local Government Association in this campaign. And so, yeah, we really do want to mobilise all the people we work with, their families and friends, to really demonstrate the scale of this problem.
And as mentioned, if you'd like to talk to Guide Dogs about their Streets Ahead campaign and pavement parking in particular, you may have something to tell them on the subject. You can always leave a voicemail on the campaign's telephone number 0800 028 4348, and a member of the campaign's team will get back to you. Alternatively, you can email them at campaigns@guidedogs.org.uk. And the pavement parking map, which, as we heard, Guide Dogs is in the process of compiling, can be found via their website at www.guidedogs.org.uk/streets-ahead.